Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about secure and sovereign communications.
Okay.
And specifically, we're going to be looking at a platform called Element. But before we get started, I want to thank this episode's sponsor, SafeServer. They are your partners for digital transformation, and they can take care of hosting software like Element and also advise you on your digital journey. More information can be found at www.safeserver.de. All right, so secure and sovereign communication. It sounds a little bit intimidating, right?
Yeah, it does.
But it's really all about putting you
yeah.
back in control of your online conversations.
Right.
That's really what it's all about. And so that's where Element comes in, and I've got an expert with me to help break it all down.
Wonderful.
In a way that even I can understand.
Well, it really is all about giving you that power. You know, that power to choose how your data is handled and who you trust with it. So imagine a world where your messages are truly private. And you're not reliant on big tech companies to keep your conversations secure.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
But I am getting a little bit of flashbacks to those complicated privacy policies.
Okay.
You know, that we all just blindly agree to.
I hear you.
So is this going to be one of those deep dives
yeah.
that's just headache inducing?
Not at all. No, Element actually simplifies things.
Okay.
By building on this concept called the matrix standard. You can think of it like email. You know, you can use Gmail
okay.
to send messages to someone using Yahoo.
Yeah, you know? Right. Because email is kind of like the universal language of the internet.
Exactly. And that's what matrix does for real-time communication. It allows different platforms to talk to each other seamlessly.
Right.
All while keeping your data secure and under your control.
All right. I am starting to see the appeal here. So Element is like a messaging app.
Yeah.
But it uses this matrix thing.
Yes.
To make sure my conversations are private.
Uh-huh.
And that I can talk to anyone regardless of what app they're using.
Exactly. You got it. Element puts you in the driver's seat. They're all about transparency
mm-hmm.
and giving you that choice of how you manage your data.
So it's not just about chatting with friends. This is about control over my digital life.
Absolutely. So now Element achieves this with a pretty clever approach.
Okay.
Think of it like a three-layer cake.
Ooh, three-layer cake.
Okay. So you've got the top layer, which is the Element app itself. That's where all the conversations happen. Very user-friendly. And it feels very familiar if you've used any messaging app.
Okay. Got it. So the Element app, that's what I'm actually using to send messages.
Exactly.
What about the next layer down?
So that's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
The middle layer is called the Element Server Suite, or ESS. And this is the behind-the-scenes powerhouse. It gives you control over things like where your data is stored, who has access to it.
Okay.
Think of it like having your own private email server. But for all your Element conversations.
Hold on, my own server. That sounds pretty intense for someone like me who can barely set up their Wi-Fi router.
Don't worry, you don't have to become a tech wizard overnight. Element offers different options for the ESS. If you are tech savvy, you can go the self-hosting route, have complete control. But for most people, they offer a managed solution where they take care of all the technical details for you. So it's like choosing between baking a cake from scratch or grabbing one from the bakery, you get the same delicious outcome either way.
All right, that makes me feel a lot better.
Huh.
So I can either manage the server myself or let Element handle it.
Exactly.
But what's that bottom layer of this communication cake? I'm assuming it's the matrix standard we talked about.
You're exactly right. That matrix standard is the foundation that makes everything work together seamlessly. It's like the recipe that ensures no matter who baked the cake, what ingredients they used, it still tastes delicious.
Even if my friend is using a completely different matrix-based app, we can still chat because they're all speaking the same language.
Precisely, and that's the beauty of this open standard. It breaks down the walls between platforms and it puts the power back in the hands of the users.
Okay, I am starting to see how all of this fits together. Element is a user-friendly app
mm-hmm.
built on this powerful, flexible server suite. And it's all tied together by the matrix standard, which ensures I can communicate with anyone, regardless of what app they're using.
You're nailing it. And what's even cooler is that Element is actually developed by the same people who created the matrix standard. So it's deeply integrated and it's designed to take full advantage of all of its features.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It's like having the chef who invented the recipe also baking the cake.
Right.
You know it's going to be good. But speaking of the inner workings, what about the actual software that runs these servers? Is that something I need to worry about?
That's a great question. So the server software behind Element is called Synapse. You can think of it like the oven that bakes our metaphorical cake.
Now we're really getting into the kitchen.
We are.
So tell me more about this Synapse thing.
Well, Synapse is open source, meaning anyone can access and modify the code. This allows for incredible flexibility and transparency. But with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Yeah.
There are some security considerations to keep in mind.
Uh-oh. Now I'm starting to get nervous again. Is this where I need my IT degree?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
While the technical details might seem a little daunting, the important thing is to be aware of the potential risks and take appropriate precautions. For example, the Synapse documentation strongly advises against hosting it on the same domain as other web applications.
Wait, so even though Element prides itself on security, there's still a risk if things aren't set up properly.
It's more about understanding that Synapse is a powerful tool that needs to be handled with care. Think of it like a professional-grade oven. You wouldn't just plug it in anywhere and expect everything to work perfectly.
Right.
You need to make sure it's in the right environment, configured correctly.
Makes sense. So choosing the right hosting environment
and
setup is crucial, whether I'm self-hosting or using Element's managed solution.
Exactly. And that's where Element's focus on choice comes in. They give you the flexibility to choose a hosting setup that aligns with your comfort level and security needs.
Okay, so whether I'm a tech-savvy user who wants full control or someone who prefers more of a hands-off approach, Element has me covered.
Right.
But now I'm curious, we've talked about the technical side of things. What's the big picture vision behind Element? What are they ultimately trying to achieve?
Well, on their website, Element highlights three core values.
Okay.
Trust, choice, and freedom.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. What do those values actually mean in practice? How do they translate into my everyday experience using Element?
That's where it gets really interesting.
Ooh, a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to wait for part two to find out. But before we go, let's give another shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer, for making this deep dive possible. You can learn more about their digital transformation services at www.safeserver.de. Thanks for sticking with us. We'll be right back to unpack those core values and explore how Element is putting users back in control of their online communication. See you soon.
All right, so let's dive into those core values.
Starting with trust, Element builds trust by using end-to-end encryption for all conversations.
Okay, but end-to-end encryption sounds pretty technical. What does that actually mean for me as a user?
Think of it like sending a letter. In a sealed envelope, only the person with the key can open it and read the message. In this case, the key is a special code that's only shared between the people in the conversation. Not even Element itself can access your messages.
So it's like having a truly private conversation.
Yeah.
Where no one can eavesdrop, not even the app itself.
Exactly.
That's impressive.
And that level of privacy is essential for building trust, especially when it comes to sensitive information.
Okay.
Or business communications.
Makes sense. So we've got trust covered. What about choice? How does Element give users more choices when it comes to communication?
It all comes back to that middle layer we talked about, the Element Server Suite, or ESS.
Okay.
Remember how you can choose to self-host or use Element's managed solution?
Yeah, like choosing between baking a cake from scratch or grabbing one from the bakery. Exactly. That choice extends to where your data is stored and who has access to it. If you're concerned about data privacy, you can host your own server in a location you trust, maybe even in your own home, if you're feeling adventurous.
Wow, I never thought about hosting my own server before, but what if I'm not comfortable with all that technical stuff?
That's where Element's managed hosting comes in. They take care of all the complexities of running a server, ensuring your data is secure and backed up. It's like having a dedicated IT team just for your Element conversations.
Okay, so whether I want complete control or a more hands-off approach, Element gives me the choice.
It does.
That's pretty empowering.
It really sets Element apart from traditional messaging platforms where you have very little say in how your data is handled.
All right, so we've got trust through end-to-end encryption and choice in how we manage our data. What about freedom? How does that play out in the Element world?
Freedom in Element comes in a couple of forms. First, it's the freedom to communicate with anyone on the Matrix network, regardless of what app they're using. Remember, Matrix is like the universal language of real-time communication.
So it's like being able to send emails to anyone, no matter if they use Gmail or Yahoo or Outlook.
Precisely. No more walled gardens.
Yeah.
Or being forced to use a specific app just to talk to certain people.
I love that. But isn't that how most messaging apps work already?
Unfortunately, no. Many popular apps lock you into their ecosystem. If your friends aren't using the same app, you're out of luck. Element breaks down those barriers, and it puts the focus on interoperability and user choice.
Okay, that makes sense. Freedom to communicate with anyone, regardless of their app. What's the other kind of freedom Element offers?
The second kind of freedom is the freedom to structure your communication spaces the way you want. Element gives you the tools to create public or private rooms, invite specific people, set different permission levels, and even integrate with other apps and services.
So it's not just about one-on-one chats. It's about building entire communities and collaborative spaces tailored to my specific needs.
You got it. Element empowers you to create the kind of digital environment that works best for you, whether it's a team project or a community forum, or just a private group chat with your closest friends.
This is all starting to click for me.
Yeah.
Element takes the best aspects of email, the universality, the control, the privacy, and brings them to the world of real-time communication. It's like having a supercharged email experience, but with all the immediacy and convenience of instant messaging.
And they're doing it in a way that puts users first, prioritizing transparency and data ownership. It's a refreshing change from the status quo of big tech platforms that often prioritize their own interests over those of their users.
I'm getting some serious aha moments here. So to recap, Element provides trust through end-to-end encryption, choice in how we manage our data, and freedom to connect with anyone and build the communication spaces we want.
Exactly. And it's all built on the solid foundation of the open source Matrix standard, ensuring a decentralized and interoperable ecosystem.
This deep dive has completely changed the way I think about online communication. It's not just about convenience anymore. It's about taking back control of our digital lives and building a more trustworthy and empowering online experience.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Element is a shining example of how technology can be used to create a more equitable and user-centric internet.
You know, it's inspiring to see this kind of innovation happening. It gives me hope that we can build a better digital future where our privacy and autonomy are respected.
Absolutely. Element and the Matrix standard are paving the way for a more decentralized and secure internet where users have the power to choose how their data is used and who they trust with it.
Speaking of trust, let's not forget about our sponsor, SafeServer, who are experts in navigating this evolving digital landscape. If you're looking for a partner to guide you on your digital transformation journey, be sure to check them out at www.safeserver.de. And now for a final thought-provoking question for our listeners. Now that you've seen how Element prioritizes security choice and freedom, how might this change the way you approach online communication? What possibilities does it open up for you?
That's a great question to ponder. It really challenges us to reconsider our assumptions about what's possible in the digital world and to explore alternatives that prioritize user empowerment and data ownership.
And that, my friend, is what the deep dive is all about. Thanks for joining us on this exploration of Element and the world of secure and sovereign communication. You know, it feels like we've only just scratched the surface
of what's possible with Element and the Matrix standard.
Yeah, it's true. There's a whole universe of features and possibilities we haven't even touched on, like the ability to create custom bots, build bridges to other communication platforms, and even develop your own integrations. It's amazing to think that this is all built on open source technology. Anyone can contribute to the development of Matrix and Element, which creates a real sense of community and shared ownership.
And that community aspect is really what sets Element apart. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about the people who are passionate about building a more decentralized and user-centric internet.
It's inspiring to see people coming together to create something that truly benefits everyone, not just a select few or a big corporation.
Exactly. It's a reminder that we have more power than we realize to shape the digital world we want to live in.
Well said. So to wrap things up, Element offers a powerful and secure alternative to traditional communication platforms. It's built on the open source Matrix standard, which allows for incredible flexibility and interoperability.
And most importantly, it puts users in control, giving them the choice of how their data is handled and who they trust with it.
If you're looking for a way to take back control of your online communication and join a community that's building a better digital future, Element is definitely worth exploring.
And if you need help navigating the technical side of things, remember, our sponsor SafeServer is there to guide you. They can help you set up your own server or choose a hosting solution that meets your needs.
You can find them at www.safeserver.de. Thanks again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. And thank you for joining us. We hope this exploration of Element has sparked your curiosity and inspired you to explore the possibilities of a more secure and sovereign digital world. Until next time, keep diving deep.